I'm really pleased to welcome into the studio Becky Balzano, who is come to talk about basically life coach, aren't we?
Yep, life coaching, emotional intelligence, values, and how you can kind of understand all your own emotions and what you want to do and what you want to do with your life and how you can make changes to that.
Yeah, we were just talking a little bit off air. I think these things are different for every single person. So, I read lots of things on Facebook and Instagram about all these lovely, positive messages, but they don't always resonate with each person because everybody's at a different stage or going through a different thing, aren't they?
Yes.
So, just before we get into that, could you tell me how you sort of came to this? Because I've known you for years, but doing in very different roles, and same with myself. So how did you sort of find life coaching and decided to do something different with your life?
Well, I think, as you say, I have had many different roles, but I think the vein running through them all has been people and wanting to help people and listen to people and get the best out of people and, having that understanding that everybody really is different. And so, I started off A-levels doing psychology and then my degree was social policy and I moved into sort of the HR side at the other business that I ran for a while. And but just decided that I wanted more to do with the social element of working with people rather than the kind of the retail side or the business strategy side. And I absolutely love chatting. So although coaching isn't all about me talking, it's predominantly the other person. For me, to have this job where I can help people and I can essentially teach them about themselves is, absolutely perfect.
Yeah, because it's not a preaching thing. It's not like you stand there and lecture people on something at all. It's definitely sort of, I guess, finding out what people are inside and get them to think about themselves, really.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's probably the most common misconception about coaching, because the industry has changed, probably, as you know, from sports coaching, where you would have told somebody what to do and how to do it and how many reps, to much more now the coaching that I do, we're never giving advice. And in fact, we're taught to be completely non-directive and clean with our language and not to make assumptions or not to guide anybody or definitely...
Which is actually harder for the person receiving. I think you've got to do a little bit of soul searching on your own. It's not that thing where if I could have a pill to make me do this and that and the other.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's literally looking into yourself and actually finding out what you want, isn't it?
So absolutely.
I know through various things I've done that it's not an easy I'm just going to go to somebody and they're going to, and I'm going to pay them and they're going to be able to tell me the solution.
No, that's you do. I have clients and you can see them sitting there thinking, stop asking me questions, just give me the answer. But we know from the research that isn't actually the best way for people to learn. If the answer comes from within them, the learning is much deeper. And also the other really important thing is that they take ownership, because it's their answers and their solutions to their issues or problems or the changes that they want to make. So it's really, really important that as coaches we're not giving advice.
You decided to have a change for yourself.
Yes.
And you got trained in this or whatever.
Yes.
Right word is. And now you run a coaching business?
Yes, yeah. So I'm doing that full time. So I have a coaching business. So I have one-on-one clients, and then I also work for companies within the company, coaching, for example, their managers or their staff, depending on what the remit is with the company. And then I also, on top of that, deliver some workshops for companies on things like values or peer coaching or personality profiling and communication styles.
Yeah, so it's not just a case then of people coming to you and telling them all their problems and then, So it's interesting that companies are taking this on now as something they want to equip their own teams with this.
Yeah.
To tell me a little bit more about then the emotional resilience and...
Yes, absolutely. So it's, there's a huge array of research now talking about how developing emotional intelligence and also particularly resilience can increase productivity in teams. It can increase employee engagement. you can have people that are really much more fulfilled and motivated in their roles. It also helps, for example, I work with Dr. Rachel Morris with the SHAPES program, delivering the resilience workshops, and that can help to relieve stress for people and get them out of this kind of toxic environment and give them the tools to kind of self-coach or peer coach, or develop the resilience within the teams. So it's much more recognised now as something that makes a big impact on things like productivity, but also just, I know it sounds a bit kind of cheesy and cliche, but happiness and people doing the jobs that they love to do. And obviously they're much more motivated, they're much more engaged, they're much more creative in those roles. So
then I noticed they're bringing it into schools, aren't they, as well? So it just shows that they know, trying to make children feel a little bit more, or have the tools and strategies for resilience.
Absolutely.
And to be able to cope, because I think there has been a massive rise, isn't there, in stress in young children and mental health issues.
Sadly, yes.
And that goes into teens and then goes into our adult lives, where I think we become less, more removed rather from people being able to help us with that, unless we go and find it ourselves.
Yeah.
Whereas, so if they start teaching it at an early age, we know that hopefully, I guess, will bring tools for children to take this through. And the next generation hopefully won't be so upset.
Hopefully, yeah. There's definitely some coaches will predominantly work with teenagers or, children, and then, some coaches specifically work with or within different fields. So although we don't advise as coaches, so we're not giving advice on things like being a teenager or how to be a teenager, we would work with that group of people. And so we would have much more integrity, for example, within that group, or sometimes a coach has been through a situation, so it might be a financial crisis or running their own business or going through divorce or something like that, and then they would want to or choose to work in that area while still not giving advice.
Brilliant. So what about talking about the group thing, do you run seminars, things that people could come along to if they're interested, or how is the best way that they could go forward if they're thinking this might be either as an individual or as a company?
Yeah, certainly. So any companies can get in touch with me on my website or through LinkedIn or something like that. And then
and that's an easy one, isn't it? Becky,
yes.
Becky Balzano's coaching.
Becky Balzano coaching. Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah,
good.
Very easy.
Yeah.
So it's my name. And so they can have a look on my website. There's details of the workshops that I run and the seminars and how they can get in touch. And I always say it's really important that I have that initial free complimentary conversation with somebody, because I may not be a good match for them. And that is really, really important for things like trust and building rapport, and that person thinking, I could work with this person and I get them, or I would be a good fit with them, or they would be a good fit in my company. So, just as there are many different people, there's obviously many different coaches, and it's important that you have that rapport with your coach. You feel that they understand you and that you trust them, because that's a really key thing.
And you're saying that's a free consultation, so if they want to come see and just chat. I guess also just to get the idea of actually what sort of thing you might be providing, so that they're not coming with any misconceptions what it's all about.
So I think it's important also to differentiate between counselling, consulting, coaching, because they are all different. I mean, there are similarities, but it's absolutely that, letting them know that I'm not going to be giving them the answers. It's not about working on something that happened in the past. It's very much a forward thinking and forward-looking process to get from where you are now, and me as the coach would facilitate and shine a light on and motivate and encourage and help the awareness to get to where they want to go. So
I might be putting you on the spot here, but can you give any sort of examples? I know you can't, obviously it's all confidential, but can you give any examples of someone that might come to you at this sort of part of the year who's sort of not really sure what they're up to
absolutely.
They want to be doing?
And that's an important point. Sometimes people don't really know what they want. They know that maybe they're unfulfilled, or there's things that aren't quite going as they had thought they might do, so they might just come for that. But definitely I work with all sorts of different issues. So I have some clients who've come and they want to increase their business, some who have they've had a kind of period at work where there's a little bit of a lull, and actually they're thinking thinking, okay, what do I want to do now? And with them, I might look at their value set and what they actually want to be, do and have, and how they might go about that. There's more, some people, there's very, very specific things. So it might be something quite tangible. So I want to do, you know, run a marathon, and I want some accountability for that. There's people, I've also...
So it could be a sports, you know, related or something related.
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily, again, you wouldn't be coaching them for the sports, but you'd be giving them the mindset type ideas.
Yes, the mindset. And so with the NLP course that I've done as well, so you probably know now NLP is being used a lot more in sports. So the neuro-linguistic programming.
Right. No, I didn't know that one. No, I've seen the word, I've seen the letters, but I didn't really know what they meant.
Yes. So that is the mindset stuff that, you know, sports professionals use now. They use things like they anchor the state that they want to be in for winning. Or with NLP, it might be something like phobias or understanding why you're in a certain problem, understanding your beliefs and your values and how they drive our behaviour.
I guess that's why we've had so much success in things like cycling teams that have taken this really on board,
yes,
haven't they?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Some of the other sports.
Yeah, so and the neuroscience supports that now as well. I mean, it's not a new phenomenon. Even Henry Ford said, if you think you can, you will, and if you think you can't, you won't. So it's this idea that you create this neural pathway that is aligned with that choice that you want to make. And they say that neurons that fire together wire together, and it creates that new thinking. And they know now from the, you know, brain scans and things like that, that it's absolutely true. You can change the way that you think, which is to me absolutely fascinating and very exciting.
Me too. That sounds absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in, and what a great start for the new year to get people thinking.
Definitely.
So thank you very much, and we will go to the travel, but before that, just remind people, if they want to know anything about it, it's BeckyBalzanoCoaching.com.
BeckyBalzanoCoaching.co.uk.
Oh, sorry.
Yes,
there you go.
Fine.
So that's good.
So my number's on the site, or you can click on a link to make an appointment with me, and I love, you know, more than happy to speak to anybody that wants more information.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Becky.
Thanks so much, Alex.
You're very welcome. Let's have a look at the travel.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio.